Good afternoon. It is Food for Thought with not Adrian today. Adrian had a thing he had to do, so I'm Steve Smith sitting in for him, trying to guide the good ship Food for Thought through another Friday afternoon. With me from the Siouxland Humane Society, it's Missy Fisher, and she is here to talk about kind of a yearly highlight to many people that live in this area, the gourmet double chocolate caramel apple project.
Yeah, it's like our largest fundraiser that we have at the shelter. We serve thousands of animals each year, and we are not funded from outside sources. So we raise funds and private donations, and that's kind of what keeps us operating. So every year, it started out as a very small project. Like 20 years ago, they maybe made 200 apples, and now we make 10,000 to 13,000 apples.
Wow!
All in a week by volunteers. Each one is individually crafted, so to speak, because each one is unique in however they splatter the white chocolate or whatever. So it's a gourmet double chocolate caramel apple. They start out by carameling. They dip them in milk chocolate. Then they drizzle white chocolate, put a little toffee on top. And then we wrap it in a nice bag and ribbons and things that makes a nice Valentine's gift. So we do it just in time for Valentine's Day.
Hey, it's Valentine's Day this week or next week.
Next week it is.
What a happy coincidence.
It is. So we've been taking pre-orders, but we do still have some available. It's not very often that you can actually buy a gift for somebody for a holiday or an occasion and then support a cause at the same time. So you're kind of doing two things at one time, and they are amazing. They're great big. They're heavy. When people are like, an apple.
It's like trying to eat a football.
Kind of, or a big baseball, softball.
Yeah, softball, exactly.
Slow-pitch
softball.
Yeah, slow-pitch softball, you're right. We specially order them in, so they come from the same orchard every year. And then we order in all of our supplies, and we kind of just have to guess on how many we're going to sell before we do it, because we have to pre-order all that to have it available, and there's some setup things that we need to do to some of the products to get it all ready.
So you say you started out, you said small, but with 200 apples from the beginning when you started this, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, approximately 20 years ago.
And now 200 apples, that sounds like a pretty big project, but now you're up to over 10,000.
We made 10,000 this year, yes. So.
Well, and you said you've sold as many as 13,000?
We did. Last year we made 13,500.
Wow.
We have never had a price increase in like the last 15 years. So this year we did go up to $20 for the apple. So we had accounted for, usually when you have a price increase, you usually have a reduction in sales. So we did a, 25% decrease in production to accommodate, that, hoping that they're still just as demanded, but we'll just have to go with how many we sell this year and to continually increase. But it is a lot of apples to make in 1 week by volunteers and a handful of staff.
So where does this all go down then, Missy?
So we have a we have an agreement, ongoing working agreement with Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, and that's on 6th Street, right before Mercy, mm-hmm. kind of where they have the Grecian dinners and such. And so we use their basement. We usually move in on like Super Bowl Sunday, and we haul in deep freezers, tons of microwaves, big carts, like food cart racks and big trays and
where do you get all this stuff from? Do you just have it in a warehouse or something? Or
we order in the product, which that in itself is a lot, like boxes and boxes. And then like the carts and everything, we do have like a fundraising area in our building, in our facility. And so we just take apart the racks every year and the trays. We just store it. And then we have the product come in about January. Like we have to wash and destem the apples and take stickers off. And there's some different product preparation that we have to do.
So many stickers.
So
taking a sticker off of one apple is a pain.
Well, we try to order them without the stickers, but every once in a while you get one. But you got to pull the little stem out and wash them off, get some of the wax off and stuff. So there is quite a process with this. And we work with Morningside College and Briarcliff College football teams to help us move in. So we can move in about, half hour. This year we had so many. It was amazing. And then, we use all them muscles to good use. And, and they're supporting the cause as well. Like I said, it takes almost a village to make these apples. And there is no small part. We have people that come in and run microwaves. And you're thinking, well, that's easy. Not when you're running two at a time and it's 2 minutes steer, 2 minute steer, 1 minute put it on, let it cool. You got to wash this, make sure no one grabs it. It's production.
That's how you melt all the caramel and all of the chocolate is microwaves.
Yes, and we have different microwaves. Like there's certain ones.
I'm thinking a giant fondue pot, but I guess it's microwaves.
Could you imagine one fondue pot making all those apples? We'd be there.
A great big one.
We'd have to start a year early.
Like a fondue kettle or something.
But it is quite a process. We're grateful to use the church. We do a lot of prep work and, you know, put paper down and things on the floor to protect their floor from caramel and chocolate and such. And that works pretty good. And then we just have them professionally clean when we're all done and put the church back in order. And hopefully they'll never know we were there after we left. They know when we're there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. So how long of a process does you say you go in on Super Bowl Sunday? When do you
Did finish yesterday. So it was a 4-day process. And it just all depends on how many volunteers we have, the weather. You know, I had one year where we had to cancel a day of production because there was a blizzard. I mean, so you can't guarantee you how much time. It really depends on how many volunteers we get and how fast we can get through things. But usually it's 4 or 5 days to make all those apples. And again, like I said, each one's unique because it just depends on how you're splattering or coating the white chocolate on makes it individualized.
Right. So let's go through the apple creation process. You get the apples. You say you order them from a single orchard?
So we order through Rosendahl Foods. And he works with the same orchard every year because we've been doing this for so long. They know that we want the good size apples.
Bigger than normal apples.
And yes. And no stickers, hopefully. And, you know, this, that, and the other. Like I said, we'll get a few that have stickers, but not a ton. We're not doing that to all 10,000 apples.
So are these Granny Smith apples?
So they are Granny Smith apples. Uh-huh. They're large, good size. Like we were talking about the softball, slow pitch softball size. Some, you know, maybe not quite that big. It just depends.
Well,
they vary in size. They vary
in
size, and they weigh about as much as that softball, if not more. Just think about it. You're putting a layer of caramel on. It's cooling down. Then you're dipping it in milk chocolate. It cools down. Then you're splattering it in white chocolate and putting toffee on it. And you got the stick. And sometimes we put them on the like caramel lids, until we go to wrap them. And so sometimes that chocolate and caramel fills up that lid. So when you take it off, you can have a great big base too as well on the apple.
Right.
So it's pretty nice.
So now you have to, you take them, there's a sticking process, I would assume.
Yes, we do. That's one of the positions. We have somebody pounding sticks.
Does that happen before the carameling?
Yes. Okay. But you have to be very, very careful when you're doing that not to pound it right through the apple or, you know, tear or puncture because then we can't use them.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, it's quite a process and we have to have supervisors on hand to make sure that, you know, if somebody's pounding too hard that they teach them, you know, a better, different way or maybe trade them out. And it sounds funny, but seriously, they can ruin a lot of apples if they're pounding too hard.
I can imagine somebody getting sent home from the apple carameling for pounding.
Well, not like that we would send them home, but we might send them to a different workstation. See, there's all kinds of workstations. There's microwave stations. There's white chocolate stations. There's wrapping stations. There's milk chocolate stations. There's another microwave station at the milk chocolate. And there's tray runners, like somebody that's lifting all those apples. I think there's like 15 apples on a tray. They get kind of heavy going back and forth across the church as well. So we have them positions. And somebody that just running the supplies back and forth, getting the apples. They come in great big, huge, heavy boxes. Just getting them, because we have a cold storage area there that we keep everything cool and temperature regulated.
Is it best to store the apples if you get them and you haven't given them to your Valentine yet? Is it best to keep them in the refrigerator?
Yes, I think so. They're okay at room temperature for a while, but you know, you don't want, obviously, it's not summertime, but we've had winters where it's 50, 60 degrees. You don't want it melting. You want to leave it in your car. Mm-hmm. You don't want to leave it in your car right now. It'll freeze the apple. Mm-hmm. So just a cool place, you know, even if your like basement is dry and cool, but if you have a place in your refrigerator, if you want to keep it hidden, just so it's not like next to a heater vent because your chocolate's going to melt and, you know, rot. So a lot of times people eat these in like sections. So you cut off a piece and you eat it. It'll last up to 2 weeks after it's been cut if you keep it wrapped up tight in your refrigerator.
Okay.
And they say, you know, it'll last a few weeks. We don't have a timeline on it, but I know that when I first started, like in March, and that's, you know, a month after February, it was like a month after they did the project, and they still had one, and they cut it up for me, and it still tasted fantastic. So I can't guarantee that freshness, but, you know. And these are crisp, tart apples, so they're not just your regular Granny Smith apple, too. I mean, they're crisp, they're tart, they're green, they're big.
And they're kind of, they're encased in chocolate and caramel, so they're not going to have as much. They're not going to get the air circulating around them and making
right,
them go bad as quickly.
Nope, they're pretty wrapped tight with every product. Everything's sealed. The stick is sealed. The caramel is sealed. So like the caramel seals the apples, but if there was a little gap that the chocolate and everything's going to cover that, or we might take it back and have it carameled over. So okay. There is no open spots on the apple. So it is encased pretty well.
So, okay, so there's the sticking, although there's the acquisition of the apples, bringing all the stuff in, the sticking of the apples, then you caramel them, then you have to wait for a while, right?
Yeah, you have to let them sit in the cold storage room for a couple hours for the caramel to kind of harden and get hot, because we're doing hot caramel. Mm-hmm. And they're taking spoons and they're carameling it with a spoon. We are
so
not dipping this.
You don't dip them, you put the caramel over
so
them
we are carameling these, yes. And then we're letting them cool, and then we take them out to the milk chocolate station, and that's when they're dipped in a bowl. We swirl it around, make sure it's completely covered. We put it in a deep freeze, take it out. Once the tray is all done, then we take it out, put it back in the cold storage area until it's time to white chocolate and toffee, and then it's wrapped.
So then it has to – you chocolate them, then you freeze them?
We don't
freeze, like
just briefly
freeze?
To get, uh-huh. the, get the milk chocolate hard real quick so okay. it sets. And then it goes in the cool area where the apples are, so it's not a freezer, so to speak, but it's at a certain temperature. Mm-hmm. And then they just sit there until it's time to white chocolate them, because it's such a process. We do as many as we can, and we don't want them sitting out at room temperature, so they stay in the cooled area until – they're getting white chocolate, and we use these big carts.
Okay. So. We're talking to Missy Fisher from the Siouxland Humane Society. It is the Gourmet Double Chocolate Caramel Apple event procedure extravaganza.
Fundraiser. You could say fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. And this is your biggest fundraiser
this
every
is
year?
Our largest fundraiser. Can you imagine the amount of production, the 10,000 apples? And like I said, a lot of people think we get federal, state, government money, local money. We don't. We get private donations. We get very few grants. There's very few grants that are applicable to animals. Mm-hmm. And then the fundraisers such as this. And we provide immunizations. If somebody drops off an animal and it's hurt, we would take it to the vet and get it to where it was adoptable. We keep the animals as long as it takes to find them a home. So we adopt 100% of the adoptable pets we receive, and that's compared to the 37% of the national average. So
I was going to ask you about that. I noted that the Siouxland Humane Society seems to be wildly more successful than other humane societies across the country. Do you know why the Siouxland Humane Society does such a great job in that regard?
Well, I think it's multiple things. I think we have a great community here, and I think we have a lot of caring people about animals. And even if they can't take them, so to speak, they can help in a way, like volunteering to make these or sponsoring a pet to reduce its adoption fee or fostering pets till they, you know, sometimes we get baby kittens and the mom doesn't want to feed them and we have fosters.
And bottle feed kitties?
Yeah, okay. We have people that do that and keep them on heating pads and until they're able to go, you know, be adopted. But I think we have a lot of caring individuals, like I said, and we also have great community support as far as businesses like radio and TV and media. And so we're on every week. We're on TV. We're on the radio. We're in the newspaper. We get a lot of coverage. We get billboards donated. So.
You'll be on Welcome
helps.
Sit Stay here later today, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So if you think you've heard Missy before, you have probably, if you listen to All Things Considered. Of course, she comes out most every week to talk about a dog, or sometimes it's a kitty or even a bunny.
I brought a bunny.
A bunny today?
I didn't bring a bunny today.
Oh, okay.
It was a dachshund mix. But smaller animals work better for this type of environment, and especially in this cold, because I can keep them kind of snuggled up to me and
stick them in your
run
jacket.
Them in and out rather than their paws hitting the... And we get, you know, we work with other shelters as well because we do such a great job. So sometimes the larger shelters like Texas, and they just can't keep up with the influx. And so sometimes they do have to put them down, not because they want to, it's because they just can't house them.
Well, and
sometimes we will take them and we will find homes for them here. So for that instance, this morning I had one from Texas and he did not like his paws on the snow whatsoever. And I'm like... Yep, different climate, pal. Better fuck up.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
I would imagine that you guys help out in situations where, say, there's a a house that's got multiple dogs and they have to be rescued out of that situation, do you take kind of the overflow from those?
We can, yes. There, you know, we have the Sioux City Animal Adoption and Rescue Center, which has the city contract. So if it's local in the city, they would go with them. But we're here to help in any situation, abuse, neglect type things we would take. But we also have a lot of programs and services that a lot of people don't know about. And that's what some of these funds go to that we raise from Apples and the different fundraisers we have. And so we do like provide emergency housing. So say you had a fire and you know, you got dislocated to a hotel and you had two pets that fortunately got out. We would take those pets until you were able to, you know, find secure housing again and stuff. Or, you know, some people unfortunately have to go to a women's shelter or, you know, such like that. But and a lot of times they stay and get abused because they don't want to leave their animal. So we're there. We'll help you with your animal, to keep your animal until you can find secure housing as well. Sometimes people fall on hard times. They might get ill or lose their job, or
you could break your hip.
It could be anything. We actually have a food bank, so you could temporarily get food from us for free to feed your dog, so you don't have to lose your animal in that crisis as well. But like, you know, another thing is we do have a senior pet program. Some people do have to give up their animals to go into a nursing home and such. So we have volunteers that take animals into those nursing homes and assisted living places, and they get to pet the animals and go through. And so it kind of gives them some comfort because they don't get that quality. It's proven that animals make a quality of life and make you a healthier person, and it's got to be very depressing. I could only imagine having to give mine up to do such a thing. So at least they get some kind of interaction with animals once a week.
Right. Well, I want to ask you a couple more questions because I know people who might be interested in volunteering would like to know how to do that. So what do they do?
They can just call down to the shelter and they can speak with Kelly or myself. It depends. There's several different types of volunteering. There's in-shelter volunteers, like where they're doing the pet therapy and they're doing the walking the animals in the building or brushing them or bathing, you know, whatever that case may be. And then we have fundraising volunteers. So okay. Kelly deals with all the in-shelter type things and I deal with the fundraising, but no matter who they call and talk to, they'll direct them to the right person to get signed up. And we always are in need of volunteers. And like I said, if you can't volunteer all the time, or you know, there's some people that maybe they like animals but they're allergic, helping with the fundraiser where like the Apples, we don't even have animals there obviously, that's a way that they can help animals and give support.
That's probably a good idea that you don't have kitties running around.
Right. Well, I just thought I would point that out. But there's many different ways that they can help.
And then the other question I was going to ask you is do you have any apples left that aren't spoken for?
We do have apples left. They are $20 this year. And tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, February 9th and 10th, we're going to be at the Southern Hills Mall, or the shelter will be open and we'll be distributing to those that pre-ordered. And we will be selling all the extras that we have left until we're sold out. So there are plenty left at this point, but that changes, you know, hourly. So they don't need to pre-order anymore. They just need to, from 10 to 5 tomorrow or noon to 5 on Sunday, either go to the Southern Hills Mall Center Court or go down to the shelter at 1015 Triview Avenue and they can purchase their apple. And again, support a cause and please a loved one at the same time, or a grandchild.
It's kind of a triple shot because not only are they getting a great Valentine's Day present, but they also know that you went out of your way to help the Siouxland Humane Society.
That's right. And it's a once a year thing, so it's not something you can just get all the time.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, I've been talking to Missy Fisher. I'm Steve Smith in for Adrian Colbo today on Food for Thought. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Missy was talking about the Gourmet Double Chocolate Caramel Apple Project. Those apples will be available for sale tomorrow at the Southern Hills Mall, tomorrow and Sunday. Yes. In the Center Court area. On behalf of normal co-host Adrian Colbo and my guest Missy Fisher, I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in to Food for Thought.